Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 32, the weekend. Today's topic, protecting God's temple. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. In today's text, the Apostle Paul referred both to the believer's physical body and a body of believers as the temple of God's Holy Spirit. The very moment we accepted Him, the Holy Spirit came to dwell within us. Remember, I said Him, not it. Do not call the Holy Spirit a it. The Holy Spirit is a him. He came and dwelled within us. His entrance into our lives wasn't a delayed, multi-staged process, but an instantaneous miracle of redemption. In verse 16, the word you is plural, referring to a body of believers, the church. Unholy conduct, dissension between Christians, and carnal conversations are tools of the enemy designed to destroy a church's witness and work. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within us personally and corporately, we should take great care in how we speak about and treat the church. After all, Jesus bought his church with his own blood, and he calls the church his bride. No matter where we go or what we do, the Holy Spirit is always with God's people. Can others see Him at work in our lives? His presence ought to have changed our attitudes towards sin. Do we desire to obey God and live separately from the sins of the world? Whether we are at church, at work, or at home, we should seek to protect His temple. Father, through your Spirit who dwells within me, use what I say and do to help build up the faith of others in my church family and to encourage them. It is in the mighty and the matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.